Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because is this the threat to Black Friday? Is this the thing that's going to destroy it this year? We shall see. Please do me a favor and like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment, respond to other people's comments. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Tony Horton, and I will talk about him in a bit. First things first, Amazon has added an additional Prime Day this week. And the thing about this is that they are saying this is going to be the threat to Black Friday. Is it really? Is this really going to be the thing that's going to make you not go out and shop? Or is it the fact the economy is completely upside down? You have no money. You're worried about getting laid off. You're worried about the expense of food. And the idea of buying Christmas gifts and Hanukkah gifts is like the 14th thing in the list right now. I think it's the second one. But Amazon is not stupid. They've added Prime Day, and there's people sent me a bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of cool deals that you can get, things under 10 bucks, all these different cords and things like that that we were going to buy last week that are now available this week. So the thing about this is that traditionally, when it comes to Black Friday, it's always been the thing where they bring out the big guns for shopping. I want you to tell me the last year, seriously, that you remember Black Friday being, oh, this is it. Now, my mother passed away on Christmas Day in 2018. And she used to love Black Friday. That was her deal because she would look up and she would find out all the amazing offers that they had at all these different places. And we would go and my brothers and I would take turns taking her because you'd end up going to five or six different stores easily. Got to be here at this time. Got to wait in line for this one. This is the best deal. And I'm telling you guys, I want to say it was 2017. 2017 was the last year that I remember a tremendous deal. And that was when I bought a 55-inch TV for myself, including other gifts for other people. And it was $200 for the 55-inch TV. Crazy. $299, pardon me, and absolutely crazy. But they used to give away, you know, discounts, used to give away cash, you know, hey, everybody that shows up gets a $10 gift card to the store. Kohl's used to do this. All these stores used to do this. It's done, guys. There is no reason to do this. When you have places like Walmart saying Black Friday starts in September, that's that. And now you've got Amazon doing this. I'm back at Sherman Gardens, guys, and I'm in the greenhouse. It's so hot in here. They pump all this steam and heat in here. It's kind of fun. But that's what's happening. Now, here's the thing. Back in the day, you know, and I'm talking 15 years ago, 20 years ago, if you got a hold of a printer that printed the Black Friday deals, you could get what the circulars were before. And this was big business. There was a site called blackfriday.com that used to get banned from different advertisers and AOL and different shopping sites. They would have real difficulty because basically they were taking, you know, it was corporate espionage when you think about it. They were taking this advertising information and sharing it earlier with the people because they were printing the ads that we used to care about, the paper ads that we'd open up and look at. Well, now there is a site, blackfriday.com, where you can get all the deals and you can figure this out. So once again, shopping is not what it used to be. You can save money on anything. There are deals on everything. I am telling you, if you have an independent store, the odds that you can call them and say, hey, listen, I see that this is $400, but I've got $350, they're going to consider that right now. So more and more people need to ask before you just research things. But do you think that Amazon Prime Day, the second Prime Day of the year, is going to be the thing that's going to end it? I don't. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It is a big deal for saving money, but it's not the thing that's going to make me not shop 6 weeks from now. Not going to do it. People have other stuff on their plate. I got another story sent to me about a woman that lost her homeowner's insurance because of a drone flyover. And they took pictures of the house And, let's face it, everybody may take a nice photo for Christmas, but some people are really dirty, and they don't clean their house and they stack crap. I'm a guy. It takes people to clean my house. You know what I mean? To make it look normal. So, oh, you show up, at the spur of the moment, the place is going to look clean now. Okay, it's great. Point is that this one couple in Northern California had the flyover with the insurance company, and they got canceled. Got canceled again because there was mold, moss, and algae growing on the roof. No, it was their solar panels that they had mold, moss, and algae growing on. Now, if anybody knows anything about solar, the solar panels weren't at their peak capacity by having mold, moss, and algae growing on them. So you can only imagine the rest of the house. But the insurance companies, why do we want to have you as a customer? That's the secret sauce to this whole thing, guys. They don't. If we can eliminate 22%, this is the number that I've been told, 22% of the problem clients, we can get back to profitability again. They want the nerds. They want the people that are overly clean. They want the people that don't have 14 trucks parked in their driveway. And if you don't think that they're taking aerial photos and doing this of your house, that you're different, you're special, you're special ed. Let me put it to you that way. Okay? So it's a different world out there right now. It's a different world. And the thing about this is that you're not going to be able to go out and just renew your policy time and again. It's not going to happen. People are going to be sorely disappointed when they figure this out. Here in California, talked about this about 2 weeks ago, you're going to have a clause in your real estate agreement that says if you don't get reasonable insurance costs, that you can cancel the deal with no repercussions. Wait till this kicks in, guys. You're going to see more houses, people that get cold feet. Bad enough right now. You're seeing record cancellations of homeowners of home purchase cancellations. That's happening, but you're seeing this over and over again. So, correct me if I'm wrong. Share your thoughts on all this stuff and comment below and let me know what you think about this. Is Black Friday dead? I think it's dead, guys, personally. Let's talk about our sponsor, Tony Horton. Let's face it, guys, none of us like getting older. Feeling weaker, diminishing muscle mass. And fitness trainer Tony Horton says that there's something you can do about this. He has discovered a protein that you can take that will help you with the loss of muscle mass and loss of energy. Think about this. After 40, we lose between 0.5% and 1% of our muscle mass every year. That's terrible, guys. So what Tony's done is Tony's realized that there's something you can do about this. He's in great shape, and the guy's 66 years old, which I had no idea. But first things first, if you go to tonyprotein.com/Dan, you can see the protein and how it can change your life and make a huge difference with you. Check this out today. Joint pain, sluggishness, loss of muscle mass, loss of energy can be worked on by taking one simple protein. Check it out today, but go to tonyprotein.com/Dan and check it out today and see the difference that it can make in your life. Check it out today. Boeing workers that are striking right now are filing retaliation lawsuits for whistleblowing. So, what do you think that management's upset about these guys telling what's going on? Yeah. And now that people are angry, oh, the dirt that they're spilling is getting better and better and better. So, they're firing people, they're letting people go during this time, and it's going to be interesting to see. Read the story below about this. Because it's only going to get worse. There is an EV car company, one of the first actually, Fisker. And there's an article about the stuff they found inside their abandoned office space. Now, think about this. You're a bankrupt company and you bail and you stiff the landlord and the rent and you leave. They left all this stuff there. They left different, personal items. One thing that I found there that I thought was amazing was there was a movie in the 70s. Alec Guinness was in it, Tommy Lee Jones, Maria, was it Maria Bella, I think was her name. Anyways, called the Betsy. And it was about how this family car company developed a car. And one thing that they did in the movie that I thought was incredibly cool as a kid was they made a clay car, an image of the Betsy. They did that with the Fisker truck. Inside this location is a clay model, life-size, full-size, made out of clay of what the truck would look like. And they left that. We're not taking the clay truck with us. Isn't that wild to think about? So not that I want to buy that thing, but it's wild that they were going to think about having a pickup truck. It's wild that they got to that part, because once you get to that part, it's manufacturing. You're doing a clay model off the drawings and the specs of the car. So I think you're going to see a lot of these EV car companies that are going to go bankrupt. I think it's just going to be a tremendous amount in the next year. But let me know. You know, as I go back and forth to Vegas, and there's a lot of travel over the course of the next 6 weeks, Formula One's coming up, all this cool stuff. As I go back and forth, am I going to drive? Am I going to fly? I just could not imagine going in an EV car. And I have a friend, hey, my buddy wants to drive you in his EV car to Vegas. Well, I don't want to stop. So, you know, the average person takes an extra hour to get across the desert to go to Vegas to charge their vehicle. Not interested. Let me know what you think, guys. It's not what you thought it was. I love stories like this. Here are seven things that the rich are eliminating as we enter a recession, because this is fantasy land. Most of us don't even have these things. First thing is discretionary travel spending. Well, I'm not going to take that trip to the Keys this year. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to save some money. Next thing, it's kind of funny, luxury purchases. Purchases over, you know, $25,000, I'm going to eliminate that. I'm going to cut that out of my life and my budget this year. Okay? There's so many people in this audience that are like, I've never bought anything for myself that was 25 grand. Home improvement remodeling that are in excess of 250 grand. You know how big that is? You know, some people's houses don't even cost 250 grand, but you rich people are going to eliminate spending that. Entertainment and dining expenses. I got to get the figure because it's really good. Entertainment and dining expenses that are in excess of $2,000 a month. Think about your food budget. You spend $2,000 a month on. You spend $500 a week on food. My gosh, nobody's doing that. Personal services. Do you have a valet? Do you have anything like that? Do you have household staff that costs you $4,000 a month? Who has that? Rich people, super rich people have that stuff. And then your extra real estate, okay? Do you have any extra real estate? Okay, I think that's it. You know, and you need to reduce your investment risks. That's what the rich people are working on right now. No, okay, you know what I mean? Imagine having those problems. I'm telling you this right now, that there is a YouTuber, streamer, punk, that crashed a McLaren, and the kid's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on these different streaming sites, and crashed his car in the rain, and, again, just no clue. Imagine if you made $300,000 or $400,000 a month in income. Think of the life that you would have just by saving money, just by not changing what you're doing. Living the way you're living, living a simple life without expenses, and you'd be ahead of the game. You know, you'd be set, okay? In your 20s, if you could do that, oh my God, you just would be sitting on a beach the rest of your life. You could earn the income from that stuff. But people don't look at it that way. People want the crypto coin that's gonna, quadruple, in a matter of minutes and things like that. It's just not in the cards. People don't want to work for stuff like this right now. But again, the people that have a personal valet, I think they feel a little different than us. Look at all the white pumpkins. Kind of cool. Couple things before I finish this video. Don't forget that we have Bob's Trading Class. So many of you have signed up for it. If you go to bobstradingclass.com, Bob Kudla is a fan favorite. He's been on here a bunch of times. He's running a webinar October 15th. It's filling up. Please sign up for it today, bobstradingclass.com. We also have a private channel for everything that we cannot talk about here. Please check it out, guys. It has been very successful, and I'm very proud of the results that we've gotten from it so far. But that is iallegedly.tv is where you sign up for that. Now, final two things. California just passed a law for wastewater to be turned into drinking water. And I have people, last time I talked about this, this was one of those things that got swept under the rug, and it wasn't going to happen, but it did happen. And the point of this is that, guys, it's getting to the point that your wastewater, I mean, we need drinking water everywhere. It's clearly the biggest problem with the hurricanes right now is these people do not have water. Stock up on water. I hate the idea of wastewater. It's one thing when they call it reclaimed water and you have certain overpasses and areas by the freeway that are watered. That's one thing. But the rest of this nonsense is just that. It's nonsense, guys. So, you know, crazy. Final story. There is a tech startup here in California that raised millions of dollars. It changed hands a couple times and recently was valued at $700 million. And it's called Ease. It's a marijuana delivery. It's going to be the Uber of marijuana. Not going to be great. They're just going to deliver it to your house. Failed. This thing had all these different investors, people that were involved with Netscape. And again, in San Francisco, if you cannot make it there, you're done. You're done with that product. You know, it may be legal here in California. It's not legal at my house, if you know what I mean. So 500 people lost their job. 500 people lost their job when this company went down. Do you count that? Of course you do. Of course you do. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Say it over and over again. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and I'll see you guys very soon. Okay?